Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
You know what I do laugh at in a way? When it comes to the Dolphins and this game on Sunday against the Bills, the immediate thing is, well, the Bills are going to be pissed. You know, they lost. So they're going to be mad and they're going to be riled up. And this, there's 16 more games. You're pissed for all 17. You're desperate for all 17. You want to win every game possible. It's the NFL. You don't have a lot of room for error. It's a divisional game. It's two teams that play each other twice a year. They hate each other. And do you not think that the Dolphins are not pissed along the O-line that they want to play better? You think Liam Eikenberg, if he gets another opportunity, doesn't want to play better? You don't think Austin Jackson wants to go out there and redeem himself? You don't think Michael Dieter, who actually I don't think had a terrible game, but don't you think he wants to improve? And Solomon Kinley and Robert Hunt and Jesse Davis, they all want to play better. You think Tua is not motivated and frustrated at himself for that interception at the end of the game, and he doesn't want to correct that? You think the defense is going to be happy about giving up, you know, a 100-yard rusher in week one? I must have missed this. I love how we think, that, or some people think, that the Bills are the only professional team on the field, that they're the only ones that are going to want the game badly. Miami's home. They're 1-0. They want to be 2-0 just as bad as the Bills want to get to 1-1. So Miami is going to be just as frustrated and as pissed as Buffalo is. So being pissed or frustrated or whatever happened last week, and listen, if you're going to let that affect you and carry it over to this week, bring it on. That means your mind isn't totally on the game. You're still thinking about what you did there. So Buffalo will be motivated. Of course, it's the NFL. They're a good team. But guess what? You think that the coach that you have here in Brian Flores, after he watches the game film, he somehow walks away going, hey, great job, guys. We're awesome. We're awesome. You know, that's App State. That's what they do. That's what the loser does. Flo, that dude wasn't happy with anything. He's happy with the win, that they got it, but he'll start nitpicking all kinds of stuff on tape. By now, those guys feel like shit. They felt like they lost the game. Hey, yeah, no, hey, we won, great, but no, you effed up here, you screwed up here, you didn't do this, you got to do that, you got... Damn. And they walk out of that room like, holy shit. I played like crap. And maybe he played decent, but he's going to feel like he played like crap. So I love how some people paint the picture that the motivation is going to be all on the Bills' side because they lost. Miami didn't get to the playoffs last year. They got to 10 wins and couldn't get into the postseason. Not that they were supposed to be in the postseason or any of that. They had a phenomenal year last year to get to 10 wins. It was just an awesome year. But in their eyes, you know, they always want to win every game. They feel like they belong in the playoffs, those kind of things. That's how, you know, they psych themselves out and try to lift their own confidence so they can go into games and reach those kind of goals. If you don't overshoot for your goals, you'll never get there, man. And that's what they do for a living. But to think that Buffalo is going to be the only motivated team here, I find it cute. It's really cute that you think that. It's kind of like Cedola, like saying, well, our best athletes don't play. Yeah, well, that's not necessarily true. Our best short athletes don't play. Those guys have disappeared. They're becoming lawyers and doctors and garbage men and mailmen and teachers and all the things we maybe radio hosts too. But they're not going to soccer making millions. So Miami will be motivated just as much as Buffalo. They lost to those guys last year. A lot of those guys lost to those guys last year. Do you think they want to lose to them again? Do you think they don't remember that they almost had one of them? Hey, man, we almost beat these guys. Come on, let's go. We know we can do it. We just don't. We got to stay away from this, that, whatever it is. Again, this goes back to people thinking it's the same old effing Dolphins. And it's going to take a while here, but they'll keep proving them wrong. But don't tell me that Buffalo's going to be the only motivated team on Sunday. That's a bunch of crap.